will further increase scholarships to African students. And we also thank African countries for welcoming the establishment of Confucius Institutes in various corners of Africa.
Yang Jiechi says the upcoming Shanghai World Expo will be another great opportunity for China-Africa cooperation and exchanges. He welcomed the African delegations to participate in the big event to enhance the mutual understandings between the two peoples. Yang also emphasized the importance of infrastructure construction in Africa's development and promotion of intra-regional trade, as well as China's commitment in the infrastructure projects, such as the Lamu Port and Mombasa-Kampala Standard Gauge Railways in Kenya. During Yang's visit to Kenya, the two countries have also signed two agreements extending China's two grants to Kenya. One is the 550 million Kenyan shillings grant to support various projects in the country. The other is 11 million shillings for computerization program for Kenya's Ministry for Foreign Affairs. Kenya's Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula conveyed his sincere gratitude for China's unremitting support for Kenya's economic and social development and expected to see a closer bilateral relations.
We want to appreciate the role that China has played, constant engagement with African countries in the development of infrastructure that link African countries. The relationship between China and Kenya is beneficial and wonderful, and we will play our part to make it even stronger.
Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi also paid courtesy calls to Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who hails the long-lasting friendly relations between the two countries. Kenya is the first leg of Yang Jiechi's African tour. He is expected to visit Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Algeria, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia in Asia in the following days. Wei Tong, CRI News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has accepted Finance Minister Hirohisa Fujii's resignation and replaced him with Deputy Prime Minister Naoto Kan.
He submitted the medical test results and letter of resignation this afternoon, and since it was about his health concerns, I could not accept his resignation.
77-year-old Fuji was admitted to hospital for tests last week and later said it was worn out by wrangling over finalizing Japan's budget. One of the few experienced members of the Democratic Party-led government, Fuji has often served as the voice of fiscal restraint. He was the main proponent of sticking to around $480 billion on new bond insurance in the budget the year starting April 1st. Fuji's departure adds to the challenges piling up for the government